Hi, thanks for holding. This is Tina.
Hi, Tina. How are you doing?
Good. Is this Val?
Yeah, sure.
Hi, Val. Okay, well, thank you for getting back to me. I know that we were having trouble processing this month's payment, so I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah, I thought I stopped this payment for a while. I stopped running the company for a while, and I think sometimes in March I was put on suspension. I got a message, so I'm not even aware you guys have been debiting my account because I've not been working for now, so we either stop this for now or put it on hold, you know.
So we can't cancel an account with a past due balance, and that's because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal on the 21st, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So the good news is that you haven't been getting charged all of this time, because there's a note on here that you put your account on a seasonal hold back in November of last year. So the only past due amount is the $129 that was due on September 21st of this year. And that's because when an account is on a seasonal hold or a seasonal suspension, if you will, you get an email a week prior reminding you that you'll be charged on that day. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. But you said that you're off season, or what's going on with your business?
Yeah, I have some things going now, you know, because I'm in Midland, and all the guys working for me, they have to move to the oil field. So I've been doing stuff by myself, and it was pretty difficult. So I just put an account, the company on hold, and I started doing some work from home, you know. I'm trying to see if in the nearest future I can regather myself. Yeah. All other halves of companies I'm working with, I told them to take me off for now. Even Angelides, I told them to take me off for now because it doesn't make any sense, me paying and the company is all wrong, you know what I'm saying? So.
Yes, but the problem is that there's a past due balance on this account. So I can't speak for what's going on with Angelides or anything like that. But the good news is you're catching it in time, because right now you're only past due for $129, but it will reoccur to $258 on the 21st of October, because that is the agreement that you acknowledge with your e-signature. So if you'd like to cancel, I can take the final payment from you and cancel the account, and you'll get a confirmation within 15 minutes that the account's been canceled. That way you won't have to worry about any further charges.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing you can do for me maybe to reduce this, because I have not been receiving these messages. I should have. I thought I canceled it already. But when I saw your message today, I went to check my messages. I discovered that it was on suspension or on cancel, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've not been working for a while. Is there anything you can do for me? I don't mind if I feel.
I can put a $30 service credit on here for you, Val, and just charge $99. Would that help?
Okay.
No, let me do that. Let me apply a $30 service credit, and then we'll get that final payment taken care of, and then we can cancel right after. So for
apart from canceling, I'm sure probably that's what I did the last time, because I don't know, by the time I stepped down, I could still come back. Is there, apart from counseling, Can I still go on another 6 month suspension or whatever? If it's not doable, no problem. I'll just start all over when I'm ready, but I'm just asking.
Yeah, you could actually pay the past due balance, and rather than canceling, you could go on another seasonal hold. That way everything will, you know, be easy to reactivate if you decide in the next 3 months or 6 months that you want to reactivate it. That way you don't have to worry about paying a setup fee again or going with that initial programming.
Okay, I think that would make more sense.
Okay, so let me do that. Just know that if you go on another seasonal hold, that it will bill again automatically on the date that we agree on. So I don't want you to think that, oh, it's just going to cancel if I don't call back. You'd have to call back if you wanted to extend the hold or cancel. So what are you thinking? You want to do like another 3 months or another 6 months?
So will I get a, if I do, definitely get a 6 months, but will I get a, like a notification before the 3 months?
Yes. Yes. And we used Boho Landscapes Exteriors at gmail.com. Is that a valid
okay.
email?
Sure.
Okay, good. Cause that's the one that we have on file. So you'll get a reminder ahead of time. So I will collect the 99 for September, and then I'll put you on another six-month hold. So October, November, December, January, February, March. So in April, it will renew on the 21st day, and you'll get a week reminder a week ahead of time, okay?
Okay. Sounds good. And when it comes back, when it's about that time and if I'm ready to come up, we have to discuss some things, because this time I won't lie to you. I was going to say these, but because, I had some issues, so I didn't want to talk about it. Even when I was on with you guys, some other companies were calling me and they were like, they wanted to do the same thing for me, even on a cheaper rate. And I told them that I'm with Local Splash.
Yeah.
And 2 to 3 companies told me sincerely that they can't find me. Like, you guys aren't working, you know? But when we get to that bridge, we'll cross it. Because it's not something to discuss now. So
yeah, I mean, they don't do the programming while the account's in suspension, but I will tell you there's results on your dashboard from when you were active with us. So that's good. So it is showing that it was working and you were ranking on the first page. One thing that you have to consider is that oftentimes people will say, oh, you're not on the first page and I can't find you. Because if they're honest with you and they tell you that they can find you, you have no reason to talk to them, right? So oftentimes they're just trying to get you to sign up with their service. That's why they tell you that.
Okay.
Makes sense? Okay.
Yes.
So let me go over here. And is it still the Holiday Hills Rolls or Holiday Hills Road address for the billing? Or is it a P.O. box or a different address?
It's the same address, but do you want to tell me the apartment? I only check the apartment.
It doesn't have the apartment. It doesn't have the apartment on the billing, so do you want me to add that?
Okay. No, then it's good.
Yeah. Okay, it's good. And then the card number when you're ready.
Okay, can you give me a minute?
Sure. And remember, we're just going to do $99. I already put that service credit on here for you, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Okay, you there?
Yes.
4535.
Okay.
3500.
Got it.
3202.
Okay.
0831.
And expiration?
0624.
624, and the code on the back?
052.
Now, for this card, is it your name or is it the company name or both?
It's both.
Both, okay. So let me get your authorization and you will be good to go. And then I will put you on another seasonal suspend until April. Okay, good. So I got the green light for you, Val, so you're all set there.
Okay.
And then let me go ahead and do the seasonal hold for you. And then all you have to do is when you get that email, you call us if you don't want to continue. If you do want to continue, you just leave it alone and it will reinstate in April. Also, if you want to reinstate sooner, let's say that business picks up and you want to take on some clients, let me know and then we'll get this reinstated for you before April, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Okay, so thank you for taking care of that. Have a really good rest of your week, too.
Thank you, Tina.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, bye-bye.